Okay, we're going to pick up with Helen, Bo, and Goshen. And the first floor at the basement of the game shop with the king. Akros Wraith. Go ahead and let's see. You hit him, Helen.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
A 10.
13.
Okay, so go ahead and do your attack, Helen. This is your sneak attack.
Sneak attack with a magic arrow.
Okay.
16 damage with an exploding arrow. So he kind of, you know, I hear him chuckle, lose my shit. I walk around just without even saying anything or making anything and just fire it right at him, you know, wherever it hits him.
All right. Let me attach this to him. So it's an exploding arrow, right?
Yes.
It didn't do as much as I was hoping it would. Did you do your sneak attack damage?
Yeah, that's the... It's 2d6 for the exploding arrow, 1d8 for the regular arrow, and then the other d6 is the sneak attack.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so...
So you see the explosion just erupts within the game shop, the first floor. There's not much stuff down here. But an explosion happens, and you just see him walk through the flames.
So good. We're getting anime already. Two rounds in. Yeah. Let's do it.
This isn't two rounds in. That was the first
top
hit.
Of round. He's going. Bo, it's up to you, man. You're up first.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to run towards the king and just assume that we're going to have a fight then, because that it's all a bit of a shock, but I assume we're just fighting, so I'm going to go with it. I'm going to...
Safe assumption.
I'm actually not going to run towards this king. I'm going to kind of bound on my springy shoes. And I'm going to come down and just try and whoop with my cat's claw and just punch him one.
Mm-hmm.
But as I do so, like the blood drips out of that hole in my palm that I made with the stake earlier, and I'm going to cast blood armor with it, or it's going to cast blood armor on me.
Hey, 18 plus whatever.
23. Yeah.
It's a 2d4 plus 2 for the damage.
2 damage.
Plus 2, right? So 4?
So when I hit him, like some of the blood from his wound, it kind of increases in volume and surrounds my hand and starts climbing up my arm and forms armor around me, grants me armor class of 18 plus my dex modifier for the duration.
Damn.
What is the duration?
1 hour.
Damn.
Shit.
That's terrifying.
Your armor class is now better than mine. Congratulations, you're the new tank.
It's 18 yep. plus...
2, probably.
Yeah.
It's better than everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're the new tank.
Yeah, 18 plus 2.
Armor class of 20.
Mine's only a 15.
Okay, is that it, Bo?
Yeah, so that's the end of my turn then. So I'm just gonna kind of land next to the king, and I'm going to look at my arm a little bit.
Whoa,
where the blood
wait.
Came up my arm.
Shouldn't Kyle get a notification on the pager?
No, I would say that one's not really all that. He's really just taking the blood and making armor out of it. I don't think the bracers would realize that that's really a magical attack.
Okay.
I'll
be nice with that one.
Yeah, okay. So when I land, I'm going to sort of look down at the blood at my arm and how it's like kind of crusting up and turn into this armor, and then I'm gonna kind of turn around to Goshen and Helen and be like, what's going on? And then I'm gonna look back at the king and just, okay, it's the end of my turn.
So the king is he always has like a walking cane with him, and he's immediately gonna draw it out, toss the cane away. He's got a thin rapier. And of course, as most awesome tiefling rapiers are, so this thing is going to light on fire.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah, I mean, it, as it does. So he is attacking Bo. This is going to come in two different attacks. So seven, yes, is going to right upside, right across Bo's chest.
Wait, shouldn't he have his AC 20 now, though, because that weird-ass spell?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
Ha-ha! Fooled you again!
So you're right now your AC is, what, 20?
Yeah.
Let me change it on your sheet.
Creepy little weirdo.
Miscellaneous.
Creepy little weirdo tank.
Yeah. Just get right up in there. You got this, homie.
Yeah, I'm going nowhere near him. So.
Okay, Bo's AC is now 20. So that first attack didn't hit. But he's going to have a second. That one's going to hit. Right across the chest, thank God. So that's 6 damage as it just like pierces right into your chest. And then it's going to light up for an extra shit. An extra 10 flame damage.
Wow. It says status wounded. Does that mean I'm bleeding?
Yes.
Oh, dear, John.
Well, hey, he stabbed you, and then he cauterized the wound with the flames.
Okay.
Oh, technically, Jensen's turn, but you guys aren't there yet. Uh-huh. Goshen.
Okay. Bonus action to extend my staff to...
Kinky.
It's full range. I'm going to stand behind Bo, and I'm going to take... two swings at the king, but I'm going to make it a stunning strike if I hit 20 to hit.
Cool. That's going to hit.
Now let's see if I can remember how to cast stunning strike. Damn, he saved. That's upsetting.
Whew, thank goodness.
But still get the damage. For 9 damage, and that's 1 key point burnt. I'm going to take another attack at him. It's going to be the same thing if I hit. That's a hit. I'm going to burn another key point for another attempt at a stunning strike. Failure. Beautiful. So he is now stunned. And damage. 9 damage. Can't take any actions until the end of his next turn. He basically just loses a turn and we get advantage to hit him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just going to try to pull some monk bullshit. I'm support right now. And that's the end of my turn.
Yeah. Okay. Ordark's not there. Helen.
5 foot step over, so I have line of sight, and then gonna fire my attacks.
My dog.
Well.
You started this and you roll like that? Come on now.
Second attack.
Okay. That's
20. Critical hit!
There you go.
I rolled a 20! I rolled a 20! I got a critical hit! On... You know what? Oh, shit. I can't do an exploding arrow, though. Oh, you know what I am going to do, though? I'm going to do a, what's my other exploding
arrow? Why did you have advantage? Is that cause
because
he's in melee combat?
He's stunned.
Oh, you're stunned. Okay.
So my other magic arrow isn't exploding. It is... So it's called Grasping Arrow. A creature hit by the arrow takes an extra 2d6 poison damage. Its speed is then reduced to 10 feet. And it takes 2d6 slashing damage the first time the first time it moves, and then each turn after it moves 1 foot or more. And so if he moves, basically he has to take 2d6 slashing damage for moving. So I'm going to do that. Plus it's a sneak attack. So I have that. Let's see. Sneak attack, magic arrow. Boom. 16, and then yeah, I'm gonna do Axe Surge to take another turn with just a sneak attack regular because I have no more arrows. 29 to hit.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
And then the other hit or the other action attack, that's a hit. So the damage on those two. 18 for the first roll, and 16 on the second, and then let's just see if there's anything else. Like
fucking peppered him with arrows.
I think I'm good.
Uh-huh.
So that's my action. So basically, I'm going to fire, get that one real good hit, like right in the clavicle, do a grasping. So with the grasping area, basically vines come out of the floor and wrap around his feet. And so he takes the poison damage there. Like I said, if he tries to move more than a foot or any movement, he takes 2d6 on the initial and then 1d6 after every foot that he moves. And then I do an action surge, do just two more attacks right in the chest armor. Pop, pop. And that's my turn.
So you guys have caused quite a bit of noise.
I forgot about that.
The doors of the game shop are going to swing open, and Hank is going to come through.
Oh, no.
I had to deal with him in a moment.
And he's heading straight for Helen.
Hank, Arcos is evil. Fight with us.
He's fucking evil. He's the Thieves Guild. Of course he's evil. Hank's evil.
Hank, he's trying to destroy the city. Fight with us.
He's bringing a scimitar. It's a very gorgeous weapon right up against you.
Ouch.
That's going to hit.
Ouch.
Second attack. Oh,
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh.
Really? Ah. He does like 16 some fucking damage, and he's also going to take an action surge.
Fair enough.
Hit. He's just swiping back and forth with his blade. All right. Bow.
Murder.
Okay, so where the king stabbed me in the chest, mm-hmm. I'm going to look down and I'm going to see that there's some like blood running from it. Some of it's cauterized, but there's like, you know, a little bit of juiciness in there. And in my head, I'm just going to hear this like, "Course is not through." And I'm going to notice this like just smoke just starts like kind of coming off of my like blood, sort of out of the wound, like, and it sort of like and like singes at my skin a little bit, and that's the end of my turn. And I just cast caustic blood, which means when I take damage, I use my reaction to select up to 3 targets within 30 feet, and each target takes 1d10 acid damage. Unless it succeeds on a dex saving throw.
Nice.
I'm a beast of a tank, actually.
You are. Fucking keep going, little guy.
All right. He loses his turn for being stunned, yep. Right?
But now I lose my advantage to hit him again, which is kind of sad.
Ocean, your turn again.
Right. All right. One swing at the king with my long, long staff. All right, we're going to spend a key point to try to make that a stunning strike.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it, no.
Yes!
Okay, well, damn. At least I could do a little damage. 9 damage. If that's the case, going to go ahead and take another swing at the king. 26 to hit.
Yep.
My fourth key point for another stunning strike. Hey!
Yeah.
That's a stun effect there. And a little bit of damage. 11 more damage. Then, for my bonus action, I'm going to, like, kind of back kick Hank in the stomach, or attempt to. 12, not quite. So,
nope.
Kind of kick, and I just bounce off his thick-ass orc leg. Fuck. That's
Does
it.
Your staff have reach now?
My staff has crazy reach, thanks to John. It's like 15 feet long or some shit now.
Anything else?
Nope. I just kind of swing at the king, get him upside the head once, and then poke him in the forehead and try to back kick Hank, but bounce off of his thick, muscly hide.
Helen.
Hank.
I only have 2 left.
He's going to kill the city. And then I'm just going to sneak attack on the Arcos. It's a hit.
You don't have advantage.
I don't.
You'd have
no, he's stunned.
But
no.
You have a guy in melee combat with you. So that would give you disadvantage.
Mine
would give you advantage. You'd have normal attack.
Miss on the first one.
Hit on the second.
Okay. Ouch. 10 damage. That's it.
All right. Hank.
Hank, fight with us. He's going to kill the Senate. You have children.
No, he doesn't.
We could have children together, Hank. Think of it.
Oh, he's scimitaring you so hard.
Yeah, he is.
Step number one. You know?
He's an orc. They're definitely homophobic.
Oh, that's true. Oh, no.
So, two slashes. One, two.
Don't make those lists.
Not looking pretty for you, Helen.
Oh, shit.
Now, Bo,
mm-hmm.
It is your turn. And as you look at Akros, he's just going to stare at you. I know what you're looking for.
Ooh.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to say to him, what am I looking for? Tell me very, very quickly.
Cloak. And folio pages.
And where are they?
Help me, and I will tell you exactly where they are.
I'm going to turn around, I'm going to look at Helen, and I'm going to look at Goshen. And I'm going to turn back to the king. In my rage, I'm going to say, I don't need your help, I can feel where they are. And I'm going to drop my visage. And all the maggots and rotten skin is going to come out into the air, and I'm going to just stare at him and say, you think you can get to me like that, do you? You're going to absolutely go down, son. And then I'm going to bring you back and use you to kill your little boy back there. And the whole time I'm saying that, like, maggots are falling out of my mouth and blood's pouring from my eyes. And I just cast Memento Mori, which need a charisma saving throw, will be stunned.
Okay.
Keep stunning him.
Dear God.
Stun lock.
Charisma saving throw. 19.
Oh, so he probably succeeded there, isn't he?
It's okay. Yeah.
He's still stunned from my stun, so.
Okay. I'm going to say, seems you're not very scared of me like this. Why is that?
When you have been where I have, you've seen much worse.
Okay, I'm just going to say to him, get ready, because you're going back.
Ooh, powerful.
All right, so end of his turn.
Stun be gone.
Take the stun off. Goshen. All
right, kill your king.
Oh my god. Come on.
17 to hit. 24.
Yeah, it's gonna hit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You guys are rolling high.
15, or this is my fifth key point. I only have one left after this. Let's hope this works.
Oh, thank God. Baby.
Stun him!
Oh, shit.
Damn!
Yes!
Okay.
And then Jensen it's 11 damage. In.
Stun Lord round two. Okay. Go for another attack there. 16 to hit.
Let's hit. Stun him!
Please.
Okay, hit.
Damn it! Oh, sad. Sad day. And 12 damage to him. And a bonus action to kick Hank. Take that, nerd. So I kind of just smack the king in the ribs, but I guess he's kind of used to getting whooped on now, so he just kind of shrugs it off. And I turn and kick Hank this time in the ribs as well. I'm just cracking ribs, man. That's what I want to do.
Helen, you're up.
Okay, so... I don't like the damage indicator because I can't tell.
I love the damage indicator.
How many point? Like, cause so, I can't take another volley of hits from Hank. Basically, is where I'm at. But like, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna cast darkness 15 feet behind Hank, to where he is just in the kind of edge of it. That way he has disadvantage to hit me. And then I'm going to move, like, across the room away from Hank, just straight down the wall, kind of in front of the window.
Okay.
That's, you know, down that way. So I guess he would still get an attack of opportunity, but he's in darkness.
Yes. So disadvantage on his attack. Gonna miss.
Good shit.
But then, so anything else, Helen?
Nope, that will be my turn.
All right, Hank is gonna walk out of the darkness, run over to Helen.
Yeah.
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
You do, actually.
Hell yeah. All right, well, at least I could do that for you, buddy. Never mind.
Thanks, bud.
Good luck. That's a 12 to hit.
I didn't really think more into it other than I'm going to get away from him, not that he can just follow me. This is unfortunate.
This is unfortunate.
Yeah, so Hank just walks out of the darkness, getting hit. Well, trying to get Goshen, a bit of the darkness is kind of in your line of sight, so it's a little hard to see Hank. And he just walks right by your staff. He walks up and slash stab, and Helen drops. And Hank rushes. The darkness in the room falls as well. Hank comes back over with his last attack of this act. Swings at Bo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
And misses. I know.
I wanted to kill the king with my caustic blood.
You're up, Bo.
Okay. So I'm going to turn my attentions to Hank because he seems a little bit... turn to Hank and I'm going to... Again, I'm going to hear this like... In my head. And when I do it, I'm going to kind of twitch and just kind of reach out at him with my hand and just kind of... Don't understand what's happening. But I can just feel this like tension in the back of my head, and it just makes my head feel like it's going to burst. And as that happens, Hank has to do a constitution saving throw.
Ordok, you feel like a pulse in your pocket.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at tpublic.com. You can head over to tpublic.com/doordice or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store, and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOORDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
I'm going to just, like, put my hand down there.
Is that a pulse in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Look over at Jensen and say, Bo is casting magic.
Okay. What about it?
Why would he be casting magic?
I don't know. He does a bunch of weird shit.
Fair.
So we know they're meeting with the king, and now Bo is casting magic. I'm going to let this one go through. I'm going to approve it. And I'm going to look at Jensen and I'm going to say, something is wrong and we need to get there now. If he keeps it up, I'm shutting it down.
All right. But what does Hank have to do?
It's a constitution saving throw.
21.
Sounds like it probably does. Hold on. I need to check. Nothing happens.
Okay.
I'm just going to sort of stare at my hand after that. My head's going to stop kind of pulsing. I'm going to stare at my hand and stare at Hank and stare at Goshen. Sort of look a little bit nonplussed.
Sounds about right. So Akros is finally gets to attack. It's about freaking time.
I did my best.
I tried, guys.
The fire on his sword is going to turn green, and he's going to swing at Bo.
Yeah! Kill yourself.
Nope.
And first attack's going to miss.
Oh.
I forgot about his fucking blood shield. Second attack is going to hit with her 22.
Yeah! So finally, he's
right in the shoulder.
That's 1d10 acid damage, bitch.
He gets to make a dex saving throw.
So that's for that one.
Actually, that's 1d10 for everyone.
Oh, God.
Only Hank and that cross.
I didn't. Goshen, from the fire that Akros used on his blade, you're taking 4.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little singy. All right, so what? He has to make a save, Bo?
Dexterity saving throw, both of Hank and the king. And it's 1d10 if they fail.
Akros, 25. Hank is 23.
Oh, so I guess they both pass quite easily.
Okay. Goshen.
Focus the king. Swing. Natural 20.
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm in a bit of a panic. Okay, good. Fantastic. I rolled 2 ones on the damage there. Oh, no. That's bad news, Bears.
That's the worst.
That's awesome.
And then an unarmed strike at Hank as a bonus action for 6 damage. So I'm starting to, like, kind of not necessarily panic, but starting to look for escape routes. I kind of get a lucky shot on the king, but pull back a little bit so it doesn't hurt him as much as it should. The second one kind of flies over him, and then I punch Hank at the stomach.
And Helen, that's a 1 out of 3 for your life.
Yay. 3 more rounds. Good rolly.
Okay.
Hank is going all out on Bo.
Oh shit.
Oh
jeez.
Oh no.
Crit. Double the damage.
Oh, well, that's gonna put me down no matter what then, isn't it? Let's face it.
Okay.
Yep.
By 1.
Bo's down.
Doing great, guys. Fuck Hank, man. Fuck that guy.
First attack against Goshen's going to miss.
Nope.
Second attack against Goshen is going to hit.
Ow.
And that's 9 damage to Goshen. As a scimitar is just... This guy apparently looks really skilled. He looks big and bulky, which you thought was kind of fat, but it's more lean muscle. He's swinging this thing around. It's a fighting style you haven't seen in a number of years.
But I have seen.
You have seen.
Interesting.
He's a pirate from the south.
Sand pirate.
Bo, death saving throw, please.
Roll a 20.
Stand back up. Nope.
Ooh.
Nope.
Wrong way.
Akros is going to shoot a firebolt at Goshen. It's going to miss. Son of a
Dodging bitch. That bullshit.
Goshen.
So the doors that Hank ran in through.
The door is open.
Get you up. I don't have anything to get you up. I don't have healing potions.
Brave, brave Sir Robin.
That's what I'm thinking.
You could always take patient defense as a bonus action.
It costs a key point.
Oh, yeah.
He's out.
I've blown all the key points. I went all out on the king, man.
How long until they get there?
That's a good question.
You gotta think, each round's only 6 seconds.
Which round is this? It's round 5.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. It's only been 30 seconds.
A lot of shit's happened in 30 seconds.
Two of us have died.
We were doing good, though, there for a minute.
Yeah, we were doing great till Hank showed up
finished
and killed
the
our
game.
Main damage dealer.
Finish the king.
Well, I mean, if you're the king, wouldn't you have like the best bodyguard you could?
Hey, man. Although he killed me, I still get to do caustic blood, right? Because I don't have to be awake for that shit to happen.
I think it costs your reaction. You already used it once this turn.
Oh, it's a reaction, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bollocks.
All right. What you doing, Goshen?
Blah, you fool.
Yeah, I'm thinking with the amount of damage I've been doing to him, I can't take him down before Hank takes me down. Plus him. I'm going to take an action.
Dude, the king's face, though.
Dash and I'll just eat Hank's opportunity attack.
Okay.
So I'm booking it full speed straight out the doors.
25 to hit for an opportunity attack.
Ow.
That's another 9 damage.
Cool. 80 feet of movement. Getting the fuck out of dodge.
You guys are out of combat. As Goshen books it, Helen and Bo are unconscious on the ground.
Goshen, you bloody pussy. What happened to Boshen, eh?
I'm coming back for you, buddy. I can't
see. Yeah, whatever.
I'm dead. I won't get back up if I die.
So we're going to go out of combat.
We almost had him, guys.
It was a valiant effort.
How far away did you go, Goshen?
Hank.
What was that?
How far away are you?
80 feet at the moment. And
like enough to like not come back, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm gone.
Oh,
there are
right.
Very few people who could catch. One of them's Jensen, and he's not here.
Where is Goshen running to?
Away.
He has no idea.
Let's see. I would probably make my way toward one of the higher class districts because I feel like it would be less likely for them to try something in the open with all the gray cloaks and wing shield around, so probably like Arcanum somewhere in that general area.
Okay. We're gonna...
Oh, Jesus. Ordok and Jensen are walking straight in. Hank's just gonna be like, sup? Bam.
Hank ain't gonna do shit to me.
In fact, speaking of which, Ordok and Jensen arrive at the game shop. It's completely empty. You see scorch marks on the ground, blood, some arrows. There is no sign of anyone still being inside.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
But hey, before you go, I'd like to steal another little bit of your time here and talk some more about Studio headphones. Whether you end up getting the Regents, Nivea, or Vasa, Wow, what weird names. You won't be disappointed in the quality you receive. With most of their products clocking in at the $100 mark, a 15% discount adds up pretty fast. And honestly, they really are worth every penny, in my opinion. We don't want to load down your favorite show with ads, so in picking our partners, we always want to make sure that they are relevant to our audience, and I truly believe Studio Headphones, at least in my opinion, make the experience of this podcast better. If I've convinced you at all to check out their site, linked in the description, and you end up buying a pair, use code DICE at checkout to get that discount and free worldwide shipping. You are all awesome, and we want to thank you for listening, and as always, thanks Studio for the sponsorship.
Mystery Fantasy Dungeon 9000 is a 25-year-old living and growing world. Now, 2 years as a podcast. We use rules from all editions of D&D and some from other D20 systems. Join as two groups brave this old world, in which years of previous adventures have plundered and enjoyed locking away powerful evils. And now, after four ages, those very evils are breaking free. How will the current groups deal with this plight? Will they be able to deal with the things they've unleashed? Hunt us down monthly, wherever you can summon a podcast.
Hi folks, I'm Cassie Derby, a huge fan and listener of the Do or Dice crew. If you are looking to add some more D&D fun into your lineup, then come over and check out Party Advantage, a D&D play podcast. We feature two campaigns, the Arius Adventures run by myself, and the Farwind Saga run by fellow DM Rob Kerr. Check us out every Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you then.